Oh, necked it.
Actually, that gets a kick forwards into the right.
That intentional runner, it's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Welcome back to Friendly Banter. Today is Thursday, April 18th. Quick episode today. Tom and I will be back next week with a full recap on, I think, both the Masters and the Chevron. Hopefully talking to some Scotty and hopefully some Nelly. But I'm just going to run a quick interview I did last week with Michelle Paddingford. Michelle is the founder of a group called Gals on the Green, a women's golf league based out of SoCal, kind of starting to expand outward from there. But a really cool group and organization that she's put together. So it was fun to chat with her. They're on Banty. They're using Banty for all of their outings. So it was cool to also just hear about, you know, where we can get better in supporting that use case for the platform. And yeah, she was awesome. We're excited to hear more about how their summer goes as golf season gets started here. And hope you guys enjoy. Thanks. Okay. Here in studio, we have Michelle Paddleford, the CEO of Gals on the Green. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to chat. We've obviously been working together for a little bit now. Mm-hmm. I guess I wanted to start and just let you tell us about both like yourself and sort of what Gals on the Green is up to today and sort of its origin story, if we could kind of start from the beginning there.
Yeah, so I am the co-founder and CEO of Gals on the Green, and we started back in 2022 with a very good friend of mine for over 15 years, Marlene. She came to me with this idea. And mind you, Marlene and I have been together for so long. We were friends because of our kids. That's how we met. We met when our boys were just 5 years old, and now they're both getting ready to turn 21. So that goes to show you how long we've been friends. But we met because they were playing football, and her and I just got along so well, and we decided to be co-team moms together. And so I always just knew her and I worked so well together and seamlessly. I mean, I've worked with friends before and done little projects here and there, and it hasn't always worked out. Like they say, don't, you know, do business with family and friends. And I can see like where that's true, because you can definitely like ruffle feathers there. But it's always been so great working with her. And so when she came to me with this idea about Gals on the Green, I was all on board with it, because I've actually spent almost 10 years in the golf industry. I've done project management and director of marketing for, I did it for an event production company for quite a while, and probably have produced over 500 golf tournaments in my lifetime. So golf is definitely special to me, but I personally didn't start getting into golf until 2019. And so I was feeling really good about golf. So in 2022, Marlene was just getting into golf, and she felt the exact same way I felt in the beginning, deflated. The breaking point for her was this guy came up to her at the driving range, and all women have had this experience. All of us have. I can't tell you how many times it happened to me, and it makes you uncomfortable. It doesn't want to make you return, especially if you're new to the sport. You don't know. You're just going out. You're trying to learn. And this guy came up and just would not leave her alone, and it made her very uncomfortable. Not only did he just totally make her feel like a piece of crap, like she shouldn't be out there golfing, but he went to his car to put his clubs away and continued yelling at her from the parking lot. And she called me almost in tears. She's like, this is ridiculous. This is why I don't want to go golfing with you, because I've been trying to get her to play with me. And her sister-in-law also is a golfer. And so she said, you know, I just want a safe space where I can feel encouraged and I can connect with other people. And so we got the conversation going, and here we are a year and a half into the business. And it's so exciting and enlightening to see so many other people that have had experienced the same journey we've been on, have gone through the same stuff. And now here they are kind of breaking through those barriers and finding the confidence to golf, whether it's with the girls or whether they're going out with their husbands now or their kids or their boyfriends or fiancés, whoever it may be, they no longer have that fear and intimidation of going out and golfing, being like newer to the sport. So that's really what we wanted to achieve. And I think we're doing that pretty well to this day. So kind of the
totally.
Backstory.
I love that. It is cool. I mean, like we talk a lot about how Banty was born partly just because like golf during COVID and over the last few years, like experienced such a boom. But I think it's actually more exciting that like that boom is coming from sort of different populations that maybe previously weren't as exposed to the game. And I think women are a huge part of that. And
definitely.
You're absolutely. Clearly leading the charge there.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you see it right everywhere. Golf is exploding right now. Like every brands that are out there that aren't even golf brands are starting to do golf apparel, like Kate Spade right. for the women. Like all of a sudden Kate Spade is doing golf. I'm like, what? Kate Spade isn't even around anymore, but her entire company is still up and running and now they're doing golf. And it just goes to show how this is growing so quickly and all these simulators that are popping, you know, those indoor facilities that are popping up everywhere. And it's just booming right now. And it's really, really exciting to see because unlike other sports, golf is something that can be played your entire life, right? You play football, yeah. You have injuries. I was a cheerleader. There's a lot of injuries in cheerleading, baseball, soccer, hockey. I mean, you name it, any kind of sport, there is a high risk of injury, not as much with golf. And it's something you can really do until you're a senior citizen. And I think that's something that's really cool about it. It transcends all generations.
Yeah, it totally does. That's honestly one of the reasons like I got into it too, is like, just with my parents and still that's something that we can go do together.
Definitely.
I guess bringing it back to Gals on the Green, like, can you tell us how is like the organization set up? Like where do people sign up? What does it mean to be a member of Gals on the Green? And then how do you guys operate?
Yeah. So we, when we first got started, you know, it's the first year of business is always kind of, you learn a lot, grow, you learn, you figure out what's working, what's not. So when we first got started, the goal was to just have this membership base of women where we would come together and we would do range meetups, clinics, outings, and socials, right? Sprinkle in a few golf retreats here and there. And it was all going to be for our members. But we've really kind of attracted a lot of attention within the community. And some people may not have the budget to be able to like pay for a membership. So we have two membership levels. We have your basic annual membership, which is $225 a year. And then you have your annual plus, and I'll go into the difference between those, but roughly, you know, between $200 and $300 to join. Some people just don't have that budget, that, you know, ability to spend that kind of money. And they may not be, you know, it may not make sense for them because they may not golf 3, 4, 5 times a month. The women that are more avid golfers or that are really trying to get into the sport and improve their game, it is an ideal membership, is definitely ideal because they'll get 20 to 40% off the cost of events compared to non-members. So that's kind of, we just made this change this year to kind of open that up and to accommodate the requests we were receiving. And, you know, we're a constant work in progress, just like every human is. Our business is a work in progress. And so I think opening up all of our events to non-members has really been great because it just allows us to kind of get more enriched into the community and meet more people and make it easier and more accessible for people right. to come out golf with us. So we do actually have a 1 month membership, which is great. It's $50 and it allows people who may consider doing more than 3 or 4 events a month to come out, participate, but get member rates. So they're not paying the public rates. So it's overall, it's a savings of more than $50. And then if they decide to become a member, then they take that $50 and apply it towards the cost of a membership. So we have two memberships. We have the annual membership and the annual plus. With both memberships, our members get access to our portal. They get a welcome kit that's full of fun golf swagger. They get a Gals on the Green hat. They get golf balls. They get a keychain. They get coupons and discounts from all of our partners. They get ball markers, tees. It's a fun little kit. And they also get our golf guide, which kind of is very helpful for new golfers. It tells them, it's like a little reference guide that they can slip into their golf bag and tells them,
awesome.
You know, differences between the clubs, the different, why you use different clubs, course etiquette, organizing your bag, just things like that. And then, you know, warming up for golf, because so many people at the range are like, what do we do? How do you warm up for golf? I'm just going to be swinging. And there are certain techniques that you can follow to, you know, make sure you're properly warmed up and ready to swing a club. So all of that goes into the kit. And the difference with the regular annual membership and the plus is that our plus, they actually get a little bit more. They get an extra sleeve of golf balls in their welcome kit. They get discounts on our tournament fees. They get an SCGA annual membership as well. So then that allows them to get their handicap. They get a subscription to Four magazine. It's just that it's really for the person who kind of wants to have it all. And for those that are just getting into it and want to get their feet wet, the annual membership is great too, because then they get all those fun things that the annual plus members get, you know, with the exception of the SCGA and the bonus golf stuff and discounts on like tournaments and that sort of thing. And something we are trying to do more of is member appreciation events. So all of our members, our annual and our annual plus members get, we'll have access to our monthly annual member appreciation events where it's zero cost for them to attend. It's just our way of giving back to our golf community so they can come down and, you know, enjoy food and drinks and golf and time with the girls without any money out of pocket. So it's just a really nice way for us to do something extra. And they also get access to our golf retreats. So not all of our events are open to the public. The member appreciation events are not, golf retreats are not. And we do have select clinics as well as tournaments that are only available to our members.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go into next. It's like, what does the tournament schedule look like and your events? I mean, I know you're based in SoCal. Sort of, how would you describe where you're active? Where can people sort of find the nearest event for them if that's what they're interested in?
Yeah, so one thing I love about our club is that we offer such a variety of events, and the frequency of events is also what I love. It's not like a club where there's two or three events a month and the chance of you being able to attend to them is, you know, nearly impossible because of the scheduling or the day of the week. We tend to offer 4 to 6 events during our off season. So off season for us is November through really April. We start kind of incorporating more events come April. And the reason that we consider this as the off season is because November is the start of the holiday season, right? November is when we set our clocks back. November is when it starts getting a little bit colder, especially for Southern Californians. And so we don't want to plan all these events and then nobody shows up. One thing we hate to do is cancel. If we don't have enough people in attendance, at least 6, we're forced to cancel just because it doesn't make any sense. From an operational standpoint for us to hold those events when there's so few attendees. But when we are in our peak season, which we're just about to enter, we do 6 to 12 events a month. So there's at least 1 or 2 events per week that people can look forward to. And we offer events usually in the evenings and then also on weekends. And we travel all over Southern California, which is great because we do have some members who are all the way up in Long Beach and we have some members who are all the way south as Oceanside. So we're all over Orange County and every month it's a variety. And we also don't publish our calendar for more than 30 days out. And the reason being, as you know, with golf, it's really hard to make plans with the golf course that far in advance. You don't know what the weather conditions are going to be like. You don't know. There's a lot you don't know. And the course doesn't know either, right? So certain events we can plan far in advance, but others we can't. Tournaments we can. Retreats we can. Because we have a lot more control over the logistics on that. You know, much further out in the planning phases versus our monthly events. Those are just, we kind of have to publish them on a month-to-month basis, but we do have such a variety, which is great. And all of our events too, what we realized last year that we weren't doing, we're doing more of this year, is rating our events. So they're experience rated. So if they're like, for example, we have a clinic taking place tonight in Tustin, it's a driver and hybrid clinic, right? I wish I could go because I need some work on my hybrids. That's like my absolute worst clubs in my bag are my hybrids. I just don't even want to touch them. And I know so many of our members feel the same, but that's a clinic that's open to all levels of experience. Sometimes we will have clinics that's a little bit more technical. And so for those clinics, we will rate it as this is ideal for intermediate to advanced and so on and so forth. So all of our events are rated so people can know what to expect when they get there. If you're a brand new golfer, and you're like, I don't know if this event's right for me. Well, it's going to tell you right there. If you're brand new to golf, we welcome you. We encourage you to attend.
And is that kind of where most people are meeting gals on the green? Is people who are newer to golf, I assume?
Yeah. Yes. And I'll tell you what, like, we get a variety. I'd say 65 to 70% of our members are brand new to the sport, but we also get the women who golfed for so long and then their kids were born, right? And they're like, oh, we have to take a hiatus because golf and kids just don't mix, especially if you got four or five little ones running around. You don't have the time to go out on the golf course. Who's going to watch them? So, and those women are now entering a new phase in their life and they're like, I'm excited to pick up a golf club again and get back into the sport I love. And they may be a little rusty, but they feel welcome in our community because whether you're just picking up a club for the first time or you've been doing it your whole life or all the time, you know, you golf every week, you're welcomed by our community. In fact, we have one member, she's incredible. She's the closest thing to a pro I've seen playing with amateurs, and she's got a 2 handicap. That tells you how incredible she is. But she said, I said, you know, do you feel like this is just, you know, are you kind of embarrassed to be out with us? Because, you know, no, none of us have a 2 handicap. She said, I just love the friendships and the camaraderie and being out here and playing in a casual environment. She says, I golf all the time with men and they're always so serious and competitive. She's like, I don't want that all the time. She's like, I just need a break from that. I want to have fun. I want to go back, go golfing and enjoy the reason I took up golf in the first place. And that's what we're really trying to foster, is that sense of community, that sense of inclusivity. And so all ages, all levels of experience. We literally at the PGA store this weekend, we were at the PGA Superstore in Irvine, and we had a great opportunity to meet a lot of women. We were excited to announce our partnership with Banty, which we will dive into later. But we had these women come over to our table. They must have been in their mid to late 70s, and they were just so excited to know that something like this is accessible to them and that they wouldn't feel turned away or uncomfortable because it's younger women. You know, we really explained to them how inclusive we are. And we even had some of our members who were there to attest to this. So it's great. Women all coming together, all ages, it doesn't matter. It's about the sport and it's about the camaraderie and the sisterhood.
Yeah. God, that resonates so much with everything we're building towards and just like the vibes around having a good time on the course. One question for you was thinking about how this is, you know, become a business and like a huge part of your life and like the team that you've now built around you. Like how do you think about where Gals on the Green is going and like how you spend your time like building it? Like that's one thing I'm always curious about. So I'm sure you didn't have necessarily like a roadmap starting.
You know, if you would have asked me that 6 months ago, I probably would have burst into tears. Just cried because I would have said, I just don't know. Because, you know, first year in business is tough. It's, you have a lot of challenges. You have a lot of obstacles to overcome. And unfortunately, last year was definitely a little bit stressful. Both my business partners had some serious life-changing events that happened to them. And, you know, so it was kind of just getting through and keeping our head above water for the most part. And so I really embraced the break, you know, our off season with welcoming arms because I needed a chance to reset and regroup. And fortunately, both of my partners who are just incredibly amazing and very good friends of mine, and this wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the three of us together. You know, it was so great for us to sit down and just have a clear perspective and a fresh start and look at, really assess everything. We had a chance to spend hours together and just dive into everything. And where can we improve was kind of my whole focus, because it's easy to keep operations going, right? You fine tune things and just keep it going. Well, I'm the kind of person who I think big, I think outside the box at all times. That's just how I'm wired. That's how my family is. That's just what I grew up around, is you always think outside the box, always, you know, think about what else we can do. And so I'm pleased to say we introduced a lot of new initiatives this year that is really going to help us with that growth pattern. So one of the things we're now doing is a manbassador movement. We have a manbassador program, and this is our way of, this is our way of bringing inclusivity into the sport of golf. So yes, we are a women's club, but doesn't mean we don't want to golf with men. A lot of our members like golf with the girls so that they feel better golfing with the guys, right? And so the Manbassador program isn't just a way for the guys to get involved with our community, but it's also a way for them to make a difference. They can get involved in leadership opportunities. We're starting to introduce like seminars and workshops into our monthly offerings. where our ambassadors will actually have the chance to select a topic that they want to speak on, and then they will show up as our guest speaker and lead that conversation. We will be doing clinics where they can come and like work alongside the golf pros to help our members through the drills. We'll be doing outings where it's the co-ed outings. It's only our ambassadors and our members who go out. We play and getting on the course, as you know, you can do everything on the range to practice, but it really comes down to how you're going to perform on the golf course. And there's so much more to learn on the course, right? Course etiquette, you know, everything that goes into that, the different types of grass that you're in, the different types of clubs, the approach. There's so much technicality when you get on the course that you just don't get when you're on the range. And so we really feel like our ambassadors can be a huge asset to our members in being inspiring, encouraging, helping them to gain more confidence and a better feeling for the sport, while also supporting inclusivity in the sport of golf. So we're really excited about that initiative and are finally getting that going. And then we're also getting ready to partner with the SCGA Junior Girls League. And this is going to allow us to work with the future of women's golf, essentially. These young girls who are coming up and, you know, they're passionate about golf. Their passion I wish I was that passionate about golf when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. Instead, you know, my mom had me going to cheerleading practice and dance recitals. So I never knew that golf was a sport that young girls could participate in. It wasn't even in my mind at that time, back in the 80s, it wasn't even girls don't golf, just like girls don't play football. It was just, here's the girl sports, here's the guy sports. And now like golf is so universal and it's just so great for so many reasons. And so I'm excited personally to see how we can make an impact for, you know, the future of golf for junior girls and what our organizations can do to grow. We're going to be doing clinics with the youth leagues as well as some on-course like 9-hole outings and other fun stuff. So, and in doing that, really, when you think about that on a whole plane, you've got, you know, your ambassadors, you've got our members, and you've got our junior golfers. Essentially, we're like tapping into the whole family.
Right.
we want everybody to feel welcome in the sport of golf. And, you know, just like a lot of the stuff in the household starts with the women, so can golf. If you get it, get them all involved.
Yeah. No argument for me there. It is cool. You know, we're recording this April 9th. This past weekend was such a good example. Like it was for me dominated by like women's basketball in the college basketball world. And then like the Augusta National Women's Amateur were like the two best events this past weekend.
And the juniors golf, which I
and the juniors golf. So
I was watching LIV golf. I kind of started to get into LIV. Don't hate.
No, but, I love that.
I'm intrigued. I'm just kind of intrigued. But I somehow got off of that and started watching the juniors golf. And these kids, like my jaw was like, are you kidding me? Oh, are you kidding me? You're like 10 times better than me. And you're like 11 years old. This is crazy.
They're so good.
My game, but they're so good. But that is so awesome to see. And I agree with you. The women's basketball was super exciting. And to hear people saying, you know, women's sports is a thing. Somebody actually said that to me at the PGA Superstore. He said, you know, women's sports is really a thing to watch and to follow because there is so much talent out there. And it is so great to hear that. You know, I know that there has been a lot of gender barriers over the years, and I feel like society's, you know, climbing above those, but I think it still exists, and especially for some traditional golfers, you know, I personal story. I was involved with a guy, no longer involved with him for a lot of reasons. But one thing he told me on the golf course was, yeah, you know what the word golf means, gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. And I wanted to slap him across his face. I could not believe those words came out of him. I said, you know, doesn't matter what existed in the past. That's in the past. Like, and if you feel that way, I have to start rethinking things here. But there are people that have that mentality, and it's like, you know, no, we're in a different time, and I respect the past completely, but we need to be inclusive with, you know, everybody, all ages, all genders.
100%.
you know, and because it just makes for a stronger golf community. And that's what we're trying to foster with Gals on the Green, is just a really strong, strong, welcoming, supportive community. Because I've never known of any other place or any other organization that can do that. I know that that's offered if you're a member of a private golf course. That's huge. It's a big part of the reason of joining. But golf is expensive. And that's something else I tell my members. Golf is expensive. Like, you're not going to get out, like, unless you're playing some of these local municipal, you know, courses. If you want to play a good course and have a really good golf experience, be ready to fork over a couple hundred dollars for that outing.
Totally. Well, sounds like you made a good call there. I think on the communities piece, we can close out here because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But, you know, this is one of the things where we're spending most of our time is building out a platform that enables communities like Gals on the Green. Absolutely. To both like foster that type of member engagement and mm-hmm. the golf experience, exactly like you're describing. Yes. So I'm always curious to hear from people in your shoes, like, what is it like to kind of be in the shoes of someone who's organizing golf tournaments, and specifically, like, where does Banty come in for you in terms of enhancing that experience?
So Banty is going to be such a big part of our organization. And I'm excited to say that, especially once we sit, like, we're in the fact that we're educating women about golf, like the physical element of golf. There's also the mental element of golf, right? And that's, we're going to start teaching our members and our guests about that aspect. And so, like, scoring, it's like we're having our first seminar, our first swing and our sip and swing seminar this month on April 25th. And it's going to be part scoring and part just golf in the simulators. But we want people to know how to score, because scoring is so important. And there's so much that goes into it that people really, you never guess. Because, and then if you're also going to want to get a handicap, you need to know how to score properly, right? So, you know, the more and more we've kind of like started developing this, the more and more I'm seeing how valuable Banty is going to be, not just for the purpose of like encouraging, okay, we have encouraging our members, you have this tool available to you, let's start using it. Like, let's start putting in scores, whether it's our group outings or you're just out on the course over the weekend with your husband or your kids or the girls, start utilizing, start getting comfortable with entering your scores and with navigating the system, which, by the way, your guys' platform is so easy to use. It's so user-friendly. Yeah. It's I'm a visual person, big time visual person. So I like when something is clean, simple, it works fast, it works right. And I'm not sitting there pushing buttons going, why isn't this working? You know, what is wrong? And, you know, eventually, especially nowadays with, you know, the way technology is, if it's not working like this, you're just going to close it and be done with it and you're over it. And I like that it's always working for me. That's such a great thing. But, you know, we foresee, you know, being able to like work with you guys, not just with the scoring, but with our communities, bringing, you know, our communities together. Essentially, Gals on the Green is one of your community clubs there in Banty, but we want to touch more people through the Banty app and through our events and create that brand awareness for you guys as well, because it's something I really like too about the Banty is the social aspect of it, right? Because
yeah.
I'll be honest, I used to be so excited about Instagram and Facebook. Now I go on 5 minutes, scroll, done. Over it. I don't want to look at it again until probably the next night when I'm like trying to fall asleep checking my notifications. But it's what I like is that your guys' app, when I go into it, I actually like seeing the social stuff that's in there. I like seeing what people are doing, what courses they're playing. It's intriguing to me. I belong to some groups in Facebook, some golf communities, and this is kind of like those communities, but all in one place. And yep. I think it'll help our members too with kind of fostering that sense of camaraderie and connection. And, you know, they can, if they want to follow stuff specific to golf, they can. And that's where you guys come into play. And so we're really fortunate and appreciative of that. And from a professional standpoint, you know, live scoring really started to become a thing in like, you know, 2010s, you know, 2010 through 2020, it really started coming on the scene and becoming more readily available. And we did our first tournament last year for Gals on the Green. And it was because we couldn't do a full course buyout, we had to do tee times, which I'm very experienced with, because during COVID, the company that I was working with doing tournament production, we actually would produce tournaments that were tee time format, and they were sometimes both courses at Pelican and all tee time. So talk about a logistical nightmare. I've been there, done that. So it's, if I can put together a golf tournament for, you know, 48, 49 women on tee time format, that's easy. But the live scoring is so great because we go in and you can just see right there how everybody's doing and how you compare to others. And some people will argue, you know, I don't really like the fact that, you know, people can put their scores in because maybe it'll encourage them to want to cheat. Well, you know, it's golf. People are always going to put down what they want to put down, right? That's why I like to, at my tournament, the last place team. I never call them the last place team. I always call them the most honest team, because they were the most honest with their scorecard, and they should be acknowledged for that. But the live scoring, you guys are doing it so right. And we're just so excited to be a part of what you guys have going on and bringing this into Gals on the Green and into the sport of golf and, you know, helping to promote you guys as much as possible, and excited to see where things go. Like I said, we're just kind of getting things in motion now. And it'll be interesting to see if we're sitting here talking a year from now where things are going to have gone, because I think it's going to be tremendous compared to our achievements in year one.
Yeah. I mean, I love to hear all of that, but I couldn't be more excited, I think, about where you guys are at now, and also just, I think, what's to come in the future for Gals on the Green and for you, and hopefully for us as this partnership grows. So
definitely,
we're thrilled.
It's a feel-good feeling, you know, on the inside. And when you've got those feel-good feelings, you hold on to them. So
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're thrilled to be working with you guys. And I think we're looking forward to hearing more feedback. Like, what do your members think? How do we make the experience better? And just continue to, again, sort of increase everyone, like, just make people have more fun. Like, that's really our North Star. And I think that same is true for you, which is such great to have that alignment.
Definitely. You know, the only way you can improve is with feedback, right? And like, totally. We're always telling our members, tell us what's working, tell us what's not working, tell us what you like, tell us what you hate. Like, you're not going to offend us. This is, you know, we're all in this golf journey together. And so any ways we can make this better for you, then we're going to do it. You know, don't expect it overnight, you know, things like that. Don't, it's not just magic, like rub the bottle and out comes the team and my wishes are granted. If so, the life would be way easier. But, you know, for what we're doing with Gals on the Green, you know, it's exciting. And I think, you know, like you said, you know, opened up feedback and excited to see where things go and grow.
Totally. Well, Michelle, it's early. It's April here. We'll have to check back in at the end of the summer.
Yes.
And maybe do a recap or see how things went. But we're excited. Thank you so much for coming on. I guess where can people find you? Yeah. Where should people look up Gals on the Green to learn more?
GalsOnTheGreen.golf is our website. So a little unique. No .coms or .orgs or anything. GalsOnTheGreen.golf. And then on Instagram, we're Gals on the Green Golf.
Perfect. We will send people your way. And thank you again, Michelle. It's been awesome to chat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been great.
Of course. Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, pop, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. The crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the ooh, the lolly, lolly. Treat, treat. I want my birdies all day long. Let the bogeys go and say, hey. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Hey. You want to play with the pros now? Hey. You got